Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. I think Newt Gingrich really needs to find who Newt Gingrich is. He's allowing the campaign, Mitt Romney, the media, to define Newt Gingrich. And I think if he's going to go into the southern states and try to turn the Reagan states into Newt Gingrich states, he has to build his own city on a hill. How Newt Gingrich sees America. How he wants to take America forward. Not Ronald Reagan's, but Newt Gingrich's, so people know who he is. And he has to be passionate about it. If you're going to use my father to an extent to move forward, understand where my father was coming from. Ronald Reagan spoke in parables, not sound bites. He didn't say he wanted to do 1,000 things on the first day in office. He really wanted to do only 2 or 3 things within his presidency. And I think both Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich make that mistake by putting too much on the plate and trying to do too much in that first few days or in their first 4 years. Do one and do it really well, and you can get reelected.
There's Michael Reagan with some advice for Newt Gingrich on how he needs to run a campaign. He's going to continue to try and draw comparisons between himself and his father. That is Michael Reagan's father. GOP side of things is where we start in this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with the host Amy Jacobson and John Howell talking to yet another political analyst. This guy's name is Guy Benson. They're talking about the angry way Gingrich continues to run his campaign.
Has Newt Gingrich made a congratulatory phone call yet to Mitt Romney?
That was very odd, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he looks, he's not gracious. And we need him to be gracious because he looks like a crabby old uncle.
Yeah, but he was not happy. I was actually at the press conference, and it was surreal because you could see on television the Romney victory rally with, it looked like thousands of supporters. It probably wasn't quite that many because TV has a way of making everything look bigger, but you know, a big cheering crowd, waving signs, taking it to Obama. And then they come to the Venetian Hotel, and there were no supporters, with maybe a dozen supporters in the back of the room. So Newt walks out to kind of scattered applause. And then he has an opening statement, and he just played a bit of it there. You know, he will remain a candidate, and we're going to go all the way to Tampa and win this thing. And then took questions for about like maybe half an hour. It was very odd.
Why did they decide to do that, to have a news conference or a press conference as opposed to a rally?
Well, I think probably some of it had to do with, I mean, there were rumors, you know, with, oh, you're, you know, Ronnie's going to have another big win, and the calendar in February favors him, so maybe it's time for people to start getting out of the race. So maybe Newt wanted to put those to rest. I think he could have done that, of course, in the speech. I think what they were really trying to do was to earn some media and to shake things up a little bit and get some attention. Because, I mean, they're having a little bit of trouble with the money drying up. And so, you know, to say, hey, we're going to do a press conference tonight, that piques everyone's interest, and that might get a few more eyeballs, a few more networks going live, that sort of thing. I think that's probably what they were aiming for.
Was there anything out of the news conference, Guy, that made news? I mean, I watched a kind of a half-heartedly, I guess, and I didn't see anything that was particularly newsworthy or aggressive as far as questioning.
Well, I mean, it was interesting because almost every single question that Newt fielded was about the process, about the horse race, about, you know, him versus Mitt Romney. At one point, he had to deny that Mitt Romney was in his head. That was one of the questions that was asked of him.
There was a leak over the weekend that came from the Romney camp, and I'd like you to talk about it here. Tell us what you know and what your sources are saying that his big donor, the casino owner in Vegas, is likely to throw money towards Mitt Romney and, of course, that with Mitt Romney during the general, if he is the nominee, even in light of the fact that he is supporting Newt Gingrich and will continue to do so until he gets out of the race. Does that kind of grease the skids for Newt Gingrich?
Well, he was also asked about that at the press conference. The New York Times report that Sheldon Adelson, who is a big billionaire in Vegas, but he's been a big Gingrich backer to the tune, or I guess technically to his super PAC, $10 million from Adelson and his wife. And I guess the New York Times is reporting that he said if Romney wins the nomination, he will be just as, if not more generous, to Romney's campaign against Obama in the fall.
Who wants to listen or vote for an angry old man, grumpy Newt Gingrich? Not me. How about you? 800-510-8255. Later on in this hour of the countdown.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. GOP race and Taco's Chad Hartman bring us around. Actually, Hartman talked to Mitt Romney about his economic policies and how they differ from the current president and President Bush's.
The president on the pregame show yesterday offered up a comment that he's offered up many times. I want to ask you about it. He says if whether it's yourself, Speaker Gingrich, Senator Santorum, or also Congressman Paul, if any of you would win, we would go back to the same policies that put us in the position that we were in on the economic side when he inherited the presidency, or when he won the presidency from John McCain, and the problems that he inherited. Why is he wrong on that? Why would your policies be different from the financial position we were in 07 and 08?
Well, what we have to do to get our economy going is to be more competitive with nations around the world. I don't think the president can argue with that. And actually, in his State of the Union address, he said, that was just a couple of weeks ago, he said, what you have to do is have lower corporate taxes. You have to take advantage of all of our energy resources. He said you got to crack down on China. And then he said you got to reduce regulation. Those happen to be the policies that I'm fighting for. And the difference between myself and the president is that I believe them, and I will fight for them. And what he has done is dramatically different than what he says. What he has done is raise corporate taxes. He has increased the rate of regulation by 2.5 times. He has not cracked down on China. They continue to run roughshod over us. And finally, he's held up the development of our coal and gas and oil capacity. So he says one thing, which sounds a lot like what I say, but he does something very, very different indeed. And so if he says those things, you must believe him. I'm the president that will get him done.
Let me ask you about, though, comparing yourself to President Bush, because they continue to try to say Mitt Romney will bring the same policies as George Bush. Where would you be different than George W. Bush?
Well, let's see if we can point out a couple of things. First, I would have regulation that is modern and up-to-date and streamlined. The president and his secretary of the Treasury, and for that matter the Fed, should have been watching the housing market long enough to see that we were moving towards an extraordinary bubble, that presented an enormous threat to the American economy, and should have taken action to limit the exposure to subprime mortgages, and of course to the liar loans and the guarantees by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae contributed to the housing crisis, which led to the decline of our economy. That was a mistake by President Bush. I'm sure he'd say the same thing, as well as Secretary Paulson, as well as the Fed. My policies would hopefully be capable of determining where those kind of risks exist and nipping them in the bud so they don't end up costing the American people an enormous amount of in terms of jobs and home values.
Here our host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking to Rick Santorum about a lot of people wanting him, Santorum, to drop out of the race and give his weight to Mitt Romney.
I'm wondering why it is that the mainstream media seems to think that this Republican endorsement process is already over.
Well, Minnesota can change that. I really mean that. Well, there are two races that are going to be on the ballot, one in Missouri, one in Colorado, and here in Minnesota. And if you look at some of the polling that's out, we are, you know, basically in the statistical dead heat, slightly ahead here in the state of Minnesota. We are running a strong second in Colorado, and we are ahead in Missouri. So it's an opportunity, if those polls pan out, to have a very different day than we've seen in the last couple of weeks. And again, I think people don't realize that in the first five primaries have been set for a long time. They are the first five that were last time around. There was a lot of political activity around those five states 4 years ago, just like there was now. And in a sense, the folks who ran last time had a little natural advantage in those states. Now we're moving out into the states where there is, it's more of an open field. And that's why I'm excited, and that's why I've spent more time. I don't think anybody else has really campaigned here in Minnesota.
Well, Ron Paul has campaigned a little bit. Yeah. Do you think that the rules in Nevada affected the strength of Romney's performance there?
Oh, no question. I mean, the Nevada caucuses were really tailor-made for Governor Romney, and we understood that. We knew that from the beginning. That's why we didn't really compete out there. I mean, we went out and planted the flag because even with the 12% or so or 13% that we got, we still don't even know. As far as I know, we don't even have the final tally now 2 days later. I mean, it's a little bit of a mess as to how they did things out there. But, that's going to mean a few delegates for us. So we'll pick up some delegates there. We wanted to make sure we planted our flag and picked up whatever delegates we could.
Senator, I want to jump in real quick because you're down in, I think, Rochester today. You've got some health care announcement that you're going to make. What's that all about?
Well, we're going to go out there and lay out the provisions. Number one, Mitt Romney's vision based on his Romneycare and detail to the people of Minnesota and the people of the country that Romneycare is indeed Obamacare. The idea that there's a difference between the two is just fallacious. One is the premise for the other. They're not eerie similarities. They're identical in their core elements. And the idea that the Republican Party in this most critical election where the most important issue is the economy and the effect of government control of the economy, particularly Obamacare and its impact on the economy, and impact on our health care, impact on our freedom and rights here in America is, the number one issue in this campaign, and why the Republican Party would even contemplate giving the nomination to someone who not only would not be able to use that issue, but the issue would be used against him. We take the most salient and important issue that drives our people and excites our vote and turn it over to the other side. This is malpractice on the part of the voters of this country if we nominate Governor Romney for the nominee.
GOP race. That's up next on the Countdown.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomet.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We're talking about what Talk Radio and Talk TV are focused on, and that certainly is the GOP race. Hosts Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader with political analyst Jim Moore. Moore says Mitt Romney's win in Nevada over the weekend doesn't mean much.
He said this win was really no big deal. Why not?
Well, Mitt Romney won convincingly in 2008 in Nevada, and it's got one of the smallest turnouts of any of the caucus states. And lo and behold, it turns out Mitt Romney's Mormons are very well organized, and so they turn out and give their guy the votes. A big surprise, though, was that Ron Paul in Nevada got third place, did not do as well as he ought to. There are also a lot of Tea Party people and an awful lot of libertarians in Nevada, and they clearly are not as well organized and did not turn out for Ron Paul. So not that big a deal for Mitt Romney. He continues on his march. Ron Paul, however, showing sign that he's more of a leader of a movement rather than a serious candidate.
So if you're Mitt Romney, what do you do between now and March 6th, Super Tuesday?
Well, you go on to the few other things that are happening. So he's going to Colorado and Minnesota this week, and Maine is finishing up its caucuses at the end of the week. You go on and you rely on your organization to get you those wins. And so he's just trying to build momentum, get a few more delegates, and he's aiming for Super Tuesday, which is March 6th, to really get a whole bunch of delegates. That whole bunch of delegates, if he wins them all, will not be enough for the nomination, but it certainly will put him way, way, way ahead of everybody. But the key thing is, what do you do if you're the other candidates? What if you're Newt Gingrich? What if you're Rick Santorum? What if you're Ron Paul? They have got to try to pick off some delegates and possibly a win between now and March 6th so they can show that they're credible. Both Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum have said, hey, we're in this for the long run. We're looking good for being even with Romney by April, but they've got to show some chops and actually begin to win some races and get some major delegates.
Taco's Dana Loesch says the primary today in Missouri doesn't make much difference.
It's really odd how Missouri has it set up. And it's a huge waste of money. First of all, in order to commission, if you just, what the primary is going to be on Tuesday is nothing but a giant opinion poll. We have 52 delegates in Missouri. Missouri's 52 delegates. None of those are going to be bound to any candidate that wins. A lot of people were angry at Newt Gingrich because he didn't pay the $1,000 filing fee and didn't campaign in the state, but neither did Ron Paul and neither did Mitt Romney. In fact, Rick Santorum was the only candidate who's been to Missouri to campaign. So Gingrich didn't get on the ballot, and he didn't spend a lot of money, neither did the other candidates, on campaigning for Missouri's primary, because it doesn't matter if they do. It's a glorified poll of opinion that costs $7 million. And then we have the caucus that actually does award 52 delegates coming up in March.
Host Cliff Albert talking about Rick Santorum's recent comments on President Obama and religion.
It didn't get a lot of news coverage, probably because the mainstream media pundits are pretty much written off Rick Santorum as being a Republican presidential candidate to whom they need to pay attention. But listen to what he said in an interview with Newsmax last week. Santorum, a Roman Catholic with seven kids, called President Obama the most anti-religion president in history and said Obama uses his faith as a convenience when it serves him. Santorum says Obama's speech at the National Prayer Breakfast, in which he used a quote from Jesus that whomever much is given, much is required, to justify the rich paying higher tax rates, is misusing the Bible. Jesus wasn't talking to the government, said Santorum. He was talking about your responsibility to your fellow man, your responsibility to God, to provide the least among us, and not your responsibility to fund Caesar. And Santorum ripped the president for his administration wanting to require Catholic hospitals to provide contraceptives, even though it is against Catholic beliefs. Santorum may not win the nomination, but what he says is worth listening to.
So I've invited your calls. Let's get to them. Up next at 800-510-8255, you weigh in on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88.
See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Your voice is now going to be heard at 800-510-8255. The time is now for you to be a constituent, if you will, of this program and talk about how you feel with regard to the primaries, where they are, primaries today, the essence of what the president said on Super Bowl Sunday as well. You may or may not have heard him being interviewed by Matt Lauer about why he thinks he deserves a second term. Here's an excerpt from that interview.
We sat for this interview on Super Bowl Sunday. You had been president for just 10 days. Right. And we talked about the state of the economy, which was in dire straits. And you said this to me, quote, "If I don't have this done in 3 years, then it's going to be a one-term proposition." You got good news on Friday in terms of jobs. The unemployment rate went down to 8.3%. But I think if you go out on the street and you ask average Americans, right, is the recovery done? Overwhelmingly, they will tell you it is not. Right. So do you deserve a second term?
I deserve a second term, but we're not done. Look, when you and I sat down, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. In fact, we had found out just a few days before we sat down that we had lost that month 750,000 jobs. Now we're creating 250,000. We created 3.7 million jobs over the last 23 months. We created the most jobs since 2005, the most manufacturing jobs since 1990. But we're not finished. And we've got to not only boost up American manufacturing so that not just the auto industry, but all American manufacturing is building again and selling overseas. We've got to make sure that we're pushing American energy, and that includes not just oil and gas, but clean energy. We've got to make sure that the skills of American workers are the best in the world, and we're making progress on that front. And we've got to return to old-fashioned American values, everybody getting a fair shot, everybody doing their fair share, everybody playing by the same rules. And that means, for example, regulations to make sure that Wall Street is following the same rules that Main Street's doing. But we've made progress, and the key right now is just make sure that we don't start turning in a new direction that could throw that progress off.
800-510-8255. So there is probably as good a summation of the context and the content of that interview Matt Lauer did with the president. I'm not saying I agree with it, because I didn't about agreeing or disagreeing. I don't think that he's done what he said he was going to do. And I'm betting that most of you would agree with that, as Matt Lauer pointed out. So this is a public forum, 800-510-8255 is how to engage in it. You can send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com. Of course, there are always the audio highlights from the website, following on Twitter and Facebook is something a lot of people do. One of the things I like to do is listen in to what the ladies on The View have to say. I like listening to Ellen, and I'm also, I think, influenced somewhat by Ellen, because I think she has an interesting spin on things, and some of the other Wendy Williams as well. But The View sort of puts it all together pretty well. In almost every issue, they have a well-rounded discussion, including here where they talk about the president's comments. He was at the National Prayer Breakfast, remember? And he said his tax policy was influenced by his Christianity.
At a National Prayer Breakfast last week, President Obama said his plan to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans would be supported by Jesus Christ, saying, quote, "For me as a Christian, it coincides with Jesus' teaching that for unto whom much is given, much shall be required." I don't really see how that is connected to it. But
well, because the rich people in this country have benefited from low tax rates for the past 10, 15 years, maybe since Reagan. And so he's saying give back a little, and that it's a very Christian thing, the meek shall inherit the earth. They forgot that one, too. I mean, Jesus was about helping the poor, washing the feet of the poor. He wasn't about accumulating wealth.
Right. Hang on a minute. No. Actually, Jesus would probably turn over tables right now if you heard anyone trying to politicize what he spoke in the Gospel of Luke.
They do it constantly.
Secondly, everyone and everyone. If you're using it for political gain, Jesus himself would be pissed, as far as I've read.
Okay. How do you know?
Number two, why? Because it's a free country and they can clap if they want to. And I'll take a clap every 700 years. Why then, I've heard on this table concern over Mitt Romney supposed ghostly entering his Mormon beliefs into politics, which he has never done. But why then is there no...
We never said anything about his
Mormonism. No, there's concern about Mormonism, and I've heard it.
Not at this table.
I've heard.
We don't care.
You don't care about religion and politics crossing
lines. I would like it completely out of politics.
So then why do you even stand for a statement that mixes not just any religion, but specifically Christianity, namely Jesus Christ, justifying high taxes?
I'm just telling you why he said it, that's all.
Say something? Well, okay. Senator George Bush talked a great deal about his faith.
Oh,
I did interviews with him in which he talked about how he was guided by his Christian faith, which is what Obama says. It comes up again and again. Also, it's very interesting that you talk about Romney, because Mormonism, his being a Mormon, has not come up. But it's there, somewhere there. And there is the some people who feel that it's not a Christian religion. And it also could be that Obama, in a very subtle way, I don't know, he doesn't consult me, but it could be in a very subtle way his saying, I'm a Christian, remember that.
Of course, it's not very subtle, even, I don't think. I think it was pretty heavy-handed in a sense. Not that the whole business about his being a Muslim, and that's what this is addressing. Come on. That was really what it was all about, wasn't it? 800-510-8255, the ladies on The View, discussing the president say his tax policy is going to be influenced by his being a Christian. 800-510-8255, Harry in Pennsylvania, what say you, what think you?
I mean, everything this guy's done is filled. The unemployment numbers are stacked. They're not really unemployment. I mean, everything he's... I mean, I'm first time in my life, I think we've got a president determined to destroy this country. He's going against the Catholic Church. He went against Jerusalem. I mean, everything he's doing, these people that get the election, he ain't prosecuting them. You got Holder, you got a guy on the border killed, one of our guards. I mean, and nothing's being done about him.
All right, what do you think? Is something being done or not? Are you a supporter of President Obama's? Or not. I've heard that a lot. The president is determined to destroy the country. I don't know. That's it. His basic core beliefs are socialistic, and that isn't what America. That's not the mainstream. I thought I actually got a kick out of him saying real old American values. Real old American values don't put regulators in the middle of or unnecessary regulations in front of you trying to run a business or to start a business. Maybe he's right about Wall Street needing more regulation, but his SEC has let Wall Street get away with a murder, using that term in a figurative sense. 800-510-8255.
If you haven't, there's a movie that's been out for the last 4 or 5 months called Margin Call, with Demi Moore and Spacey and some other people that are pretty good actors. If you haven't seen it, you ought to rent it and watch it. Pretty telling. Larry's in Mississippi with some thoughts for us here on the countdown.
The president deserves a second chance. Here's why. The Republican Party started two wars, and their Medicare deficit that they gave over to the president. Now, why in the world would you want to put these people back in office when they destroyed the deficit, destroyed the economy, I mean, and passed it on to Obama like it was his problem? So anybody with any sense shouldn't want to put these people back in office with the same policies, because you end up with the same thing again. It's just ludicrous.
Ludicrous. Isn't there a singer named Ludicrous? I remember there being a singer. I think there is a singer named Ludicrous. Yeah, he's a rapper. 800-510-8255. Scott, a Texan with a focus on President Obama.
I believe the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline alone, that one decision is enough to, should be enough to inform people that, or convince people that he does not deserve a second term. Gasoline and diesel are at least $1 a gallon more than they should be and would be if we had a realistic pro-American, pro-enterprise energy policy. The central planners and all this green garbage that fails at ever move, the central planners trying to tell us what sort of energy we're going to use instead of letting the free market determine that is costing the American people billions, just in energy prices alone. He is a complete failure when it comes to economics. He is a socialist ideologue and will never change.
800-510-8255. Tom's in Lake City, Florida, listening to the Jet. You agree with that caller, Tom?
I agree with that caller. I'm an African-American, and I'm not for Obama. His statement proves that he is not the Messiah, because the Messiah would not misquote and use the Bible. He proves that he's trying to show a lot of religious folks that he is religious, and he probably is religious, but he's not spiritual. But Obama is deceiving everybody. He's talking about manufacturing jobs, but why would he pass up the Keystone Oil jobs for Americans? Everything he called and said before me, he is 100% correct. So black people, wake up. This guy is not the Messiah. You're getting duped, and the easiest people to deceive a lot of religious folks.
Thank you, Tom, for your call and your opinion. 800-510-8255. Is Obamacare being used to suppress religious freedom? That's what American Catholics are being told. In the last couple of weeks, letters read from the pulpit by priests have been angry. They say they don't like this government edict requiring employer-provided health insurance to cover all forms of government. Government-approved contraception, including methods that chemically abort a newly conceived fetus. Clergy in a church itself exempted from this part of Obamacare, but not workers in their affiliated schools and hospitals and faith-based providers of services. It's 16 before the hour.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving.
Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Shift.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255. Getting it done when it comes to conversations, the presidential race on the Democratic side. The president spoke with Matt Lauer after the Super Bowl game, and he said he deserved a second term. How many people agree with that? That's the basic context of most of the callers who are in the queue at the moment, including Anna in, let's see here, you're in Des Moines River. That's good. Hi, what's up?
Hey, hi. I was just thinking that Obama and most of the GOP frontrunners, except for Mr. Paul, all seem to be, you know, beholden to the United Nations. And I hope that you and everybody else can remember, it's been almost 20 years, but in 1992, they had the Rio de Janeiro Environmental Summit, and the Undersecretary Maurice Strom called for destruction of civilized society. This is a slow moving, gradual game plan.
Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255. Steve's in Jackson, Tennessee. How do you?
Hey, Doug. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How do you read into this, Steve?
Well, everybody keeps saying we need to reelect Obama because the economy's turning around. I just wonder how many of those jobs he keeps talking about have been given to people that, first of all, are not Americans. And second of all, the man has spent trillions of dollars. We ought to get something out of all that money. I mean, hell, with all the money he spent, there ought to be some job creation. And that guy that was in Mississippi that thinks it's ludicrous to put Republicans back in, he needs to remember that it was the Democrats that was running the House and the Senate and most of the governorships. And that's why we had to get them out. Because they were the ones destroying this country. It wasn't just Republicans. And I ain't saying they helped. They didn't do what they should have done, but blame Republicans ain't going, that's not it.
Blaming anybody doesn't do. You got to fix the problem, not play the blame game. Yes, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's squeeze in John in Georgia with thoughts.
Everything that President Obama's done, that everybody keeps saying, oh, he's done this, he's done that, he's done it on borrowed money from China. When he came into office, the deficit was at $9 trillion. He said, oh, look what Bush did. Then he got in and he brought it up to $16 trillion. And all those people out there that are raving for Obama, wait till that all hits you. and the gas is going to be near $5 near the election. I doubt very seriously if anybody's going to want any more Obama when the gasoline hits over $4 a gallon.
Well, that's one thing to keep in mind. The price of petroleum is outrageous, and he takes the responsibility for that. More of your calls on the president, 51 after now.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Much of what you have heard on this program and elsewhere concerning the race for the presidency in 2012 has been a focus on those who are the GOP contenders, the Republicans who want to replace Mr. Obama. There hasn't been much discussion. There's always, when he does State of the Union, there's some comment there and various things like Obamacare and the current issue with religious freedom. But there hasn't been the concerted attempt by many of you to talk about the president and how you would rate him. But with this interview he did with Matt Lauer on Super Bowl Sunday, it gives us an opportunity to review some of the pros and cons. He says he deserves another term. Many people think just because of the price of fuel and the actions that have been taken, like the pipeline that was considered by many to be just anti-job, anti-American, whatever, there's an opportunity to not have us stay as connected as we are to Middle Eastern oil. And he says no. And there are reasons and maybe some considerations that do make some sense there. But when you weigh all of them, what's the real danger? Rose is in Tennessee and likes the president.
I am so proud of President Obama. He's the first president in a long time that has done everything he could for this country. He was left a mess, a total mess, and he's done a lot to make things better. Like Joe Biden says, GM is alive and Osama's dead, but he's got no cooperation. What we need to do is get a Democratic House in there that will work with him and give him four more years to go ahead and get this mess straightened out. Nancy Pelosi put through about 400 bills that died in the Senate because filibuster was threatened. If we get somebody to work with this president, he's the smartest thing that's hit Washington in a long time, at least in 13 years.
All right, so Rose likes the job president is doing. 800-510-8255. Here's, let's see here, Bobby in New Orleans. Let's listen to you next.
I think President Obama does not deserve another term. He didn't deserve the first one. Tragically, he's probably going to get it because we have another rich boy put forth by the Republicans in the form of Mitt Romney, who's not going to be elected. So Obama's going to get it. Pretty well foregone conclusion. Why he doesn't deserve it? He's a corporate lackey, a corporate shill. He's walking around smirking in a sort of condescending, patronizing way. And he's also tried to steal the valor of really courageous men here with these SEALs. In the last year, we've seen a really craven fella, spindly guy, trying to steal and set himself up as some sort of tough, brave SEAL team member, which he's not. He is a sellout, too. Look at GE. Look at his buddy Jeffrey Immelt. He's helped him offshore our jobs to China while pretending to help the middle class. No, he doesn't deserve a second term.
All right. Rob in Florida thinks he does.
I believe personally that the president will get a second term. And if you look at the laundry list of achievements that he's done, it becomes obvious he's banned lobbyist gifts to executive employees. He's created new financial regulations. He's repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He's increased funding to national parks. He's created a independent insurance institute. He's canceled the donut hole for Medicare. He's expanded eligibility for Medicaid. All of these things, now 15 million children now have access to health insurance. Just really monumental, tangible evidence that shows that he is a capable president. And he has my vote.
All right, he has your vote, and you've done a good job explaining, from your perspective, what he thinks. He's created more regulations than any president and more jobs in Washington, almost as many as George Bush created. Here's Shirley in Pennsylvania to cap this.
4 years of Mr. Obama has certainly been enough. There has been so much go on under his leadership. All that sneaky business with that health care behind closed doors. No, they didn't know what they were voting on. They just knew that they needed to listen to Nancy Pelosi and get it done. And then after it was done, let's go now and read what's in it. I mean, there has been so many things that has gone on with that man that I simply do not trust him. And if he was given another 4 years, God only knows what would happen in this country. So I hope people across this United States wakes up. And you know, the thing about it is, when you're out talking to people, oh no, he has to go, we're not voting for him. See, anybody you talk to, nobody's voting for him, but they keep saying he's got 47%. I have to know where they're getting their polls, because the way I'm hearing it, he's done.
And so are we in the Power.